You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGNR. We're coming up on decision time for high school seniors, right? It's time to make a college choice. Amy Thompson is a college and career counselor at York Community High School, and she's the past president of the Illinois Association of College Admissions Counseling. Amy, welcome.
Thanks to be here.
So you guys are back in the building a little bit?
Yes, we've been back doing hybrid since January 11th, and starting next week, for students who opted in 4 days a week, they will be able to come Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
That's great. Okay, so how do you work as a college counselor for these juniors and seniors when you can't really be with them? How's that gone?
I've done a lot of group things through Zoom. I've done a lot of individual meetings through Zoom. I have been meeting with some students in person since January when we've been back. But yeah, it's actually been great. I mean, I do get to meet a lot with students individually, and so it's nice to be in the same exact room, but over Zoom, you can still get quite a few done, quite a lot done.
We reached out to you because I was reading an article about how schools are expanding their wait list this time because it's difficult to know who's going to go where. And so I'll get to that. But are your students, are they still making college visits? I mean, have the schools been open for that?
Yeah, some schools are starting to offer more visits now than they have in the past. And they're smaller visits. You know, they're not doing big, you know, the cattle herd kind of visits they might have done in the past. But yes, there are schools doing that. So some of our families are taking advantage of that. Our seniors, obviously, to try and help them make decisions as they're, you know, finding out where they're getting in and things like that.
Yeah, I guess it's not typical, but it's not unusual. I think maybe even I did that with one of my kids where we actually visited a school after she was accepted.
Yeah, sometimes you just can't. And cost-wise, time-wise, you just can't make all those visits until you know who you really should take seriously, which I get that. So, and the schools have been super accommodating about trying to provide lots of virtual opportunities for families and students. And
well, that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, they're in a fix because it's usually a struggle to bring in the top students or students. And now it's got to be even harder if you can't make that in-person impression.
Yeah, it's a huge shift for everyone. And we've even extended and tried to do even more this year to connect kids with previous students. So our students who've gone on, connecting them at schools where they're interested. We started doing that in the summer. I created like a network directory so our students could reach out and trying to create more connections since they aren't having the same opportunities, or at least they haven't had the same opportunities to visit. But yeah, we're getting there.
Have you found that your students for this year are applying to more schools than they have in the past?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, on average, obviously some students still kept their list pretty reasonably 5, 6, 7, 8 schools or something like that, which isn't too bad. But in general, yeah, we've had more students apply to more schools. I think they just weren't confident taking schools off the list if they hadn't been able to visit. So I think that has made things more complicated for the students and, of course, for the colleges.
Right. And so I saw that according to the Common App, the people who've applied for the Common App was up by 11% nationwide through March 1st. But the number of actual applicants was only up like 2.5%. So those applicants are, did you say 8 or 9 is typical?
Yeah, I'd say 8 or 9 is not unusual. You know, obviously it depends on everyone's circumstances, but with the cost of college being so high and not all schools, is it really super clear what kind of aid you're going to get up front? And so in most cases, it's because they're trying to find out where they're going to get in and where they're going to be able to afford. So that can make the list a little bit bigger, sometimes a lot bigger.
Yeah.
And then this year, of course, the added element of not being able to visit and having a little less certainty about which ones might be their top choice.
And then you approach that from the other end of the equation. If you're running a college admissions office at a university, you know, you've got students who've applied to, well, 8 or 9 or 15 different schools.
Yeah.
And it's your job to not just find qualified students, but find students who are qualified and who are going to actually commit to your school.
Absolutely. The admission process for colleges to figure out their admit rate, to get their yield rate, has never been easy, but this has added so much unpredictability into the equation that I'm sure all their previous formulas just don't apply.
You referred to the yield rate, and that's the percentage of accepted students who end up going to the school?
Exactly.
So if you're like a prestigious school that everyone wants to go to, you would have a high yield rate. If you're second or third choice, generally you might have a lower yield rate.
Right, exactly. Okay. Yep.
And so then if you've got students applying to all these schools, the yield rates are going to go down. And right, I mean, it's someone's job at the school to put, you know, eyes on the chalkboard to make sure they need the money, they need the people in the classrooms too.
Absolutely. And strike that balance about, you know, who can afford to pay and who's going to need more assistance. And obviously, with a pandemic, that's affecting people, you know, parents' income situations in many cases. And the FAFSA they filed uses their 2019 taxes, which was pre-pandemic. So we've had families who've had significant changes, and they're having to now appeal with colleges directly to see if they can get additional financial assistance.
Well, do they have leverage? I would imagine they might have leverage with the schools if the schools are fighting so hard to get students in.
You know, some schools have to fight a lot harder than others. and, you know, they have to be able to pay the bills, so they have to strike a balance as well. If everyone needs a lot of money, it's going to make it tough for them to make ends meet. So, yeah, it's a tough job.
So then let's get to the wait list part of this, because the schools then are greatly expanding their wait list, right? Again, because they're concerned about that yield number.
We're expecting that, yeah.
Explain
that
for me.
So there's an early admission round, which usually the students apply like maybe early November, mid-November, early December, and then they get their admission decisions in, say, January or maybe February. And then there's a regular decision round, which usually the deadline's like January or February, and they haven't received those decisions yet. So a lot of the schools that had early action usually it's early action deadlines, they did a lot more deferring in general, especially some of the big 10s and things like that. So we had a lot more students that didn't get an answer when they expected to get an answer, and they've been put back in the pool with the rest of the regular applicants because the colleges are like, well, how many more applicants are we going to get? And, you know, what's this going to look like? And it's so hard for them to predict.
And we don't know. And like U of I famously relies a lot on foreign students, too. We don't know.
Not heavily, for undergraduate admission. No. I think their in-state undergraduate admission is about 75% or so of the student body.
Okay. Well, I didn't mean it as a negative thing, but my point was, too, they don't know if those students are going to be able to come into the country either.
For sure. For the ones that are, And their graduate student population is definitely more affected by that. But yeah, it's all those things are into play, you know, and all schools rely on international.
Sounds like fun times to be a college career counselor, Amy Thompson.
It's been interesting.
From York Community High School in Elmhurst. Thanks very much for joining us.
Oh, you bet. Thank you.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. We're going to head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming up.